This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WPHD, WPHD, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Oh man, the White House press briefing just wrapped up, and what an absolute S show. Trying to listen to Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House fembot, try to spin the classified documents. Whoa! We got a show for you today. Keep it going until I give out the phone number. Come on, Henry. I know you've been out for a week, but come on. Keep it going. What? There's no more music left? No more runway left?
It's going. What do you mean?
Keep it going, baby. Keep it going.
You got 8 seconds.
8 seconds. All right. 855-839-1210. Welcome to the show. Glad you are here today. Thank you for being here. Wow. What a show. There is so much out of the World Economic Forum, the WEF, as I call it, including how hate speech laws are coming to America, the triumphant return of little Brian Stelter from CNN with his prepubescent voice cracking throughout Davos, and the document scandal with Biden, which literally, I mean, nothing new came out of the White House press briefing today, nothing. But you can tell that the heat is being turned up big time over this, because it's not just Jackie Heinrich from Fox News asking questions, because Karine Jean-Pierre did not call on Jackie Heinrich today. No, it's reporters from CBS, it's Zeke Miller, it's so-called mainstream media outlets who are asking a lot of questions about the classified documents. Why? Because Biden is done. That's why. Just like how Stephen Colbert made a joke about Joe Biden the other night. That only happens when he's done and when the powers that be have decided that he's done. I don't know who the powers that be are, but I'm sure that they must have very expensive taste in food and also working girls. Because at Davos, they're charging them $2,500 an hour, the working girls, as they flock to Davos. And I say, take these guys for everything they got. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli, great to have you with us today. You know, as I was looking at all the news of the day, too, I keep coming across one thing that seems to be very glaring about all of this with Joe Biden and these classified documents, and that is this. For years, Joe Biden was no longer the vice president of the United States of America. And yet, the documents were at his house in Wilmington, and there was no Secret Service protection of that house. Yep, the Secret Service were not watching the house, because that's been one of the answers that has been given lately by the White House. Well, you know, not only was the garage locked, Corvette was in there, but also the United States Secret Service was keeping a careful watch on the property. But for 2 years, at least, 2.5, 3 years, I mean, my math is not that great, Joe Biden was not the vice president of the United States. Let's see, he left the White House in January of 2017. He would have got Secret Service protection again in sometime around 2020 when he became the Democrat nominee. And it's possible he might have had Secret Service protection as a candidate just because of the fact that he was a former vice president. So let's just say late 2019. So we'll just say 2.5 years at least that Joe Biden did not have Secret Service protection, certainly not of his property in Wilmington. And I would argue that even if they gave him personal Secret Service protection as a presidential candidate, they weren't watching his house in Wilmington. They certainly were not watching his garage in Wilmington, which means that if classified documents were there, they were left unguarded. So anybody could have grabbed them. The documents in the house, the documents in the garage, even the Penn Biden Center. I mean, there was certainly no Secret Service protection there. See, these are the problems here. The other issues, too, is who today, Karine Jean-Pierre was asked a very simple question. Are you confident that there are no other documents anywhere? And is there an ongoing review to determine that? And she hemmed and hawed and hemmed and hawed and didn't really answer the question, which tells me that they're probably still looking. And I want to know who's looking. Is it White House lawyers looking, or is it the federales? The same FBI that came in and raided Mar-a-Lago, or different federales, or not federales at all, just White House lawyers? Because that's also a big part of this question. You know, who's trying to retrieve these classified documents? One thing I can tell you, though, is that my spidey sense tells me that, yeah, Joe Biden's time is as president of the United States is coming to an end. Now, look, politics is a game of a million lifetimes, and you can and things can change on a dime. So what's true on a Tuesday may be wrong five Tuesdays from now, just because things change. That's politics, the nature of politics. Nobody would have predicted a global pandemic in 2020 when Donald Trump started that election year. I remember the Super Bowl commercial. If you remember, it's very rare for a president of the United States, a candidate, to run a Super Bowl commercial. I mean, he was on top of the world, and China unleashes this virus. Well, they unleashed it before that, obviously, and everything changes. So the point is that in politics, yeah, it's very easy to say, well, you called that wrong, but you make your calls based on the information you have at the time in which you make them. And I don't have a crystal ball in front of me, so all I can do is look at the news of the day, make my judgments based on my more than right spidey senses. And certainly my Fugazi sense is second to none, when I can call it a fake hate crime a million miles away. Nobody else has that power but me, by the way. And that's why I can tell you that as of right now, at this moment, the intense pressure by the mainstream media, as it's known, the corporate media, to go after Joe Biden on this issue tells me that he's got some real political problems here. Also, too, this is very interesting, too. This intelligence veteran knew the Hunter Biden laptop had to be real before signing that letter. You remember that letter that was signed, and I believe Jen Psaki's tweet is still active today. It's I always check it just for fun, you know, to see if the tweet is still up there. So let's see. Let's go to my bookmarks here. And the old, there we go. Hunter Biden story is Russian disinfo, dozens of former intelligence officials say. All right, more than 50. Well, the 51st guy, at least, knew, had to know the laptop was real and that the contents of the device were genuine at the time. The Hunter Biden laptop, discovered by Hunter Biden, because he's the one that brought it to John Paul MacIsaac's repair store in Wilmington, Delaware. This letter came out in the days leading up to the 2020 presidential election. This is on Politico, and the tweet is still active. The article on Politico is still active. Hunter Biden's story is Russian disinfo, dozens of former intelligence officials say. Still there. Politico hasn't taken it down. Even Elon Musk has not taken down Jen Psaki's disinformation tweet. But the letter which came out, many of the contents of which have been analyzed and shown to be authentic of the laptop now that we know. Well, Douglas Wise, a former Defense Intelligence Agency deputy director, told The Australian, quote, "All of us figure that a significant portion of that content had to be real to make any Russian disinformation credible." Think about that for a moment. All of us figure that a significant portion of that content had to be real to make any Russian disinformation credible. Well, obviously, because if the laptop just had, you know, solitaire on it and checkers or whatever. I mean, maybe a bunch of cat videos. Well, it wouldn't have worked. The Russian disinformation angle wouldn't have worked. That the presence of the laptop was Russian disinformation. Now, when I read that at first, I had to think about that for a moment and say, well, no, aren't you guys suggesting that the laptop itself was disinformation? But it's actually what's on the laptop that they were calling Russian disinformation. I mean, the laptop was there. It was just they were saying what was on there was Russian disinformation. And yet they're saying that in order for a Russian disinformation campaign to occur, some of that stuff had to be real. There had to be real stuff on there. Otherwise, it never would have worked. It never would have worked as a cover story. Now, remember that as the Hunter Biden laptop is exposed and we learn more and more about it, we learn things like how much rent Joe Biden is charging his son Hunter, which people are going, oh, that story is misinformation. It's actually not. It's actually real, and there's a lot of things that are real about that laptop that's coming out. But before I get ahead of myself here, Matt DeSantis, you've done a yeoman's job today of cutting audio. I believe we have 752 audio clips today, so why don't we get to it? Can we get to it with the White House press briefing? Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House fembot, and there's a couple of moments here that are particularly Well, I'd say very, very tense. No question about that. So I don't know if you have those numbered. If you want to just tell me what they are and then we can just play them. That works, too. This all just happened a few moments ago. The White House press briefing. But we got them, right?
We got them? We have tons of them.
All right. So why don't you tell me what we got since I don't have them on the list here yet. Okay. And then you can play one for us.
Gotcha. All right. So the first one is, this is a reporter asking KGP if the Biden documents, if he's willing to be interviewed regarding his mishandling of the classified documents.
One more, because Ian did have that call today, and he said that the White House would, quote, fully cooperate with the investigation. Does that mean that President Biden is willing to be interviewed if called?
I'm just not going to. You're asking a question that should go to the White House Counsel's office. As you just said, Ian, you spoke to my colleague just moments ago. That is something that the White House Counsel's office should be answering. Anything specific to the DOJ or special counsel, what they're doing, you need to reach out to them.
Okay, so everything is being directed to the White House Counsel's office. But she's the White House press secretary. Her job is to relay information on behalf of everybody at the White House. That's the job. It's not to turn around and go, well, no, I actually got to ask that guy on the second floor of the Eisenhower Executive Office Building. I direct you over there. The purpose of having a White House briefing is for the White House press secretary to give answers to the press. It's not to deflect and say, well, you have to ask the counsel's office that. Why don't you ask the counsel's office that and just stand there at the podium and tell us, is Biden going to be interviewed about the classified documents? And why don't you just tell us what Biden thinks about the issue? He's the president. He can decide if he wants to be interviewed about it or not. It's up to him. Nobody's going to stop him. It's his decision. And if he's not going to, why not? Why not? Why? I mean, just sit there and tell everybody in the press, yeah, you know what? Here's the thing. When they were packing up my office, the secretary's messed up. I was hanging out in Davos in Ukraine, so it wasn't me. I didn't even figure out any packing tape. I was at U-Haul looking for boxes. It wasn't me. The only reason why you wouldn't be interviewed is if you have something to hide, right? In this context, because isn't that what the left always tells us about why you should let the government spy on you? I don't really understand why they wouldn't. Now, here's a reporter asking the White House press secretary if Biden is joining in the search for classified documents. Now, remember, the very easy answer here is no, because there are no other classified documents. And it's over. We've turned over everything and it's over. And that's not what she says here. Take a listen.
Very quick on documents, if you don't mind. Given these documents have shown up in very personal spaces, we all know that the president loves his Delaware home. It's an extremely personal space for him. Is he physically joining in the search of these things, rummaging around, these boxes in the garage and wherever else? I mean, literally.
Are you listening to the question that you're asking me?
Is he taking part in searching for his own documents?
Look, I'm going to be very consistent here. I am going to be very clear here, as I have been for the past couple of days, almost a week now, dealing with this. We are going to, any specific questions that you have about this issue, I would refer you to my colleagues at the White House Counsel's office who spent almost an hour taking these questions from all of you, many of your colleagues. I'm going to let you ask that question to the White House Counsel's office. And anything else specific to this, I refer you to Department of Justice. I refer you to Special Counsel.
So you see, once again, it's just the complete, oh, look over there. Oh, look, a cat. Look, talk to the White House counsel. Talk to the Justice Department. Talk to the special counsel's office. The Justice Department's not going to comment. Special counsel is not going to comment. And the White House lawyers are not going to comment. That's the truth of what's happening here. This is the biggest, absolute, biggest obstruction of information in a long, 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 long time. Because she knows damn well the White House counsel's office, their job is to protect the president legally. They're not going to come out and comment on anything. Lawyers don't comment on things unless they're directed to by their clients. There's no reason for the White House counsel's office to say a damn word about this because they immediately will think anything we say could potentially be incriminating. So we're not going to say anything. That's number one. The Justice Department is going to use what they always use as their excuse. Ongoing investigation. We can't say anything. It's an ongoing investigation. What do you think the special counsel's office is going to say? The exact same thing. It's an ongoing investigation. In fact, the only reason why Merrick Garland appointed a special counsel was that so nobody could say anything. Because what you know what's going to happen. That's exactly what I'm telling you. You just heard it twice in two different clips. Go ask the White House counsel's office. Refer to the Department of Justice. Refer to special counsel. Three different entities who are not going to say a damn thing about Biden's classified documents. That's deliberate. That is deliberate. It is done deliberately. They appointed a special counsel so that nobody would be allowed to say anything. Ongoing investigation. It is the greatest cover-up that you have heard in such a long time. This is an absolute cover-up. This is a cover-up. Because they purposely now are doing everything they possibly can to not answer questions that the press is asking. The American people have a right to know. Here now, and we heard a lot about the White House press secretary being prudent, being forthcoming. There was also a moment, too, during the White House press briefing today where she said she accused the Republicans of having fake outrage over these documents. And a reporter asked her, well, do the American people not have a right to be upset about this, to be outraged about classified documents just hanging out in people's houses and hanging out in people's garages? I mean, are you saying that nobody should be upset about this, that nobody has the right to be? And of course, she hemmed and hawed and prudent and this and prudent and that. But the reporter asked her in this clip, number three, did you not know on Friday that those documents had been found when you were at the podium? Or are you being directed by someone to not be forthcoming on this issue? Because remember, she stood there on Friday. She stood there last week at several different times. And she said, all the documents are there. They're all there. So did you not know, or were you directed by somebody to literally not be forthcoming? Cut number three.
Thanks, Frank. On Friday, you stood here, though, and were asked about these documents issued by our account some 18 times. At that point, the president's lawyers had found these five additional pages of classified documents. So did you not know on Friday that those documents had been found when you were at the podium, or are you being directed by someone to not be forthcoming on this issue?
I have been forthcoming from this podium. What I said yes to was what the statement at the time that we all had. Right, you all had the statement, and I was repeating what the counsel was sharing at that time.
Right, and so we had that statement, so we knew what was in it. But you also
exactly
knew. Did you not know that?
I'm telling you. I just answered the question. I just said that I was repeating what the information that we had at that time. Right, that you all had. I was confirming from what the special counsel had provided to all of you, and that we knew as well from here. So just to be very, very clear, and look. I've also been very clear about being prudent from here. I was also being very clear about being consistent from here and not going beyond what is currently happening, right? And again, this is an ongoing, I also said this was an ongoing review that was happening with the Department of Justice and, as we know, with the special counsel. I've been very consistent about that as well. And that's one of the reasons, your question to me is one of the reasons why we are being very, very careful and very mindful and to not interfere here and to make sure that the Department of Justice has their independence. Your question actually proves that, and that's why we're going to continue to refer you to Department of Justice and refer you to the special counsel or my colleagues.
See, we're going to keep referring you to people who are not going to say a damn thing. Another reporter asked, why then did the White House counsel go to Wilmington to facilitate the handing over of documents to the Department of Justice? How is that separating the White House from the Department of Justice? Her answer? Call the counsel's office. That's everything. That's every answer. Every answer is call the White House counsel's office. Call the DOJ. Call the special counsel. These are three entities who will not and cannot say anything. That's where this is a cover-up, because they are directing the press, the American press, to go talk to three entities who are not going to say a damn word. And the White House is being transparent about nothing. They are being transparent about absolutely nothing. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. All right, we're just scratching the surface of this. We're going to get a lot more to get into on this. Got great audio for you from the World Economic Forum, the WEF, as I call it. So we're so glad you're here today on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Coming right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thanks for listening to the Zeoli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
All right, it is Tuesday afternoon, Wednesday. Tuesday. Can't keep track of my days anymore. But what I know is that this is the beauty of the afternoon show, is that all this news is breaking news all around us, and you and I get to experience it together just as it happens, hot off the presses. So if you're just joining me, welcome to the show. We are jam-packed today. White House press briefing just ended. This White House is engaged in a cover-up over the information related to the classified documents. And the reason I can prove that is because every time the White House fembot Karine Jean-Pierre speaks, her programming only allows her to say, call the counsel's office, call the DOJ, I refer to the special counsel's office. Three entities who are not going to say a damn word because it's an ongoing investigation. So the White House is not being transparent. The White House is not being prudent. The White House is being none of those things. The White House is being duplicitous and engaged in an absolute cover-up here. And there's so many great clips to get into on this. So many things. And also, I should tell you, one of the big takeaways from the WEF is that hate speech laws are apparently coming to the United States of America. They're also outlining their socialist dreams and visions, and it's all about climate change. But there was at least a couple of interesting moments where they did get into the problems of cobalt mining and the danger to humanity that all of this poses. And I'll get into that with you as well today on the show. But let's continue, shall we, with this White House press briefing. This is an exchange with CBS News Weijia Zhang, who grilled Karine Jean-Pierre over the document scandal. And this is, again, Karine Jean-Pierre refusing to give meaningful answers. And this is important to note, because what I told you at the start of my opening monologue today on the show is that the way you know that Joe Biden is done here, that he's toast, is the fact that you've got the mainstream media, as it's referred to, calling out Karine Jean-Pierre. They're asking these questions. Zeke Miller, NBC News Peter Alexander, CBS News Weijia Zhang, and a bunch of others, too. They're the ones asking these questions. Jackie Heinrich was not called on today by the White House press secretary. So When that happens, it's the best example I can give you that the political tide has changed here. I mean, Joe Biden just mispronounced Kamala Harris's name. They want him gone, and they don't want her to be president. This is the pickle. And whoever makes these decisions has decided. And I think that's pretty obvious here. Cut number eight.
I'm going to follow up on Cecilia's question, and sorry if I missed it, but on Friday, did you or did you not know about the additional five?
I literally just answered that question.
But I missed it, so is it yes or no?
Well, I mean, you're not too far sitting next to her, so I was very clear. I provided the information that you all had at the time.
Did you know?
I confirmed. No, I did not know. I'm saying I had the information. I actually said this to Cecilia. I had the information that you all had at the time, right? And so this is why I also said to Cecilia, this is why we are trying to be very prudent here, and we're trying to be very consistent and say this is an ongoing legal process. And this is why I say we're just not going to comment from here. That is a perfect example in Cecilia's question, and I was very clear about that.
When did you learn about the documents found at the Penn Center in November and in Wilmington in December?
When your team was doing a story on it.
Got it.
Because I was also asked a similar question about if our team has been engaged on this, and I've been very clear. This is something that the White House counsel is handling. This is something that is being handled by the president's lawyers, and been very clear. This is why we are being prudent here. This is why we're being consistent with what we have done the last 2 years when it comes to DOJ, Department of Justice investigation. We are just not going to interfere.
Well, on that note, you've repeatedly emphasized the need, just as you did today, for independence, for integrity of the Department of Justice investigation. One reason why you've continued to point us to the DOJ. So I wonder, why then did the White House counsel go to Wilmington to facilitate the handing over of documents to the DOJ?
How is that separating
the White House from
exactly.
The DOJ?
And Weijia, I appreciate the questions. I know there's going to continue to be dozens more questions probably today. And I will say, reach out to the White House counsel's office. That's one of the reasons my colleague was on the phone with many of you taking questions.
All right, let's stop
today.
It right there for a second. That entire exchange with CBS News, Weijia Zhang, not somebody from Breitbart, not somebody from Fox News, not somebody from InfoWars, that was CBS News, as mainstream as you get, right? And the entire exchange was nothing but, I just feel like that scene in My Cousin Vinny when he says, everything that man just said is total BS and just sits down. She answered nothing. There's no transparency here. I just keep referring you to the White House counsel's office. I keep referring you to DOJ. How come the White House lawyers removed the documents and turned them over to DOJ? Why didn't the Department of Justice, why didn't the FBI go get them? If this is a matter where potential laws have been broken here, why did you send Biden's own lawyers to go retrieve those documents? Why did you not call the FBI? Hey, listen, we have classified information here. Federal laws might have been broken. We may have broken the law. We may have been consistently breaking the law for several years. And so we're turning it over to you because this is actually a law enforcement operation. This is a criminal matter. Joe Biden's home, Joe Biden's garage, the Penn Biden Center are crime scenes. Let me say that again. Joe Biden's home, Joe Biden's garage, maybe even the Corvette, and the Penn Biden Law Center are crime scenes where potential criminal activity occurred, which is the illegal possession and handling of classified material. So why would the lawyers, it's like having the lawyers go in and clean up the place before you call the police after a crime's been committed. And then, yeah, they flush the Coke down the toilet before the cops show up. That's not how you follow these things. That's not how you handle something when a potential crime was committed. You don't have the attorneys go there and clean up and then hand it over to the cops. You call the cops. You call the police when you think a crime's been committed. You don't taint the crime scene by sending in the attorneys. I mean, the Biden administration has tainted the crime scene. Multiple crime scenes. And they've tainted those crime scenes. And nobody's saying that. And the White House is full of it when they keep telling you to call them or call this person, because none of these entities can talk. Legally speaking, the special counsel's office cannot say a word. Legally speaking, the Department of Justice is not going to say a word. And sure as hell, the White House counsel is not going to say a damn thing. Not a word. So let's think about this now for a second. In my home, I discover that I may have broken the law, right? I may have broken the law with something. So I call my attorneys. My attorneys come over, gather the information, and then give it to the cops. You think that's going to fly in anybody's world? No, of course not. Of course not. And then my attorneys, I refer my attorneys to comment on my behalf in the middle of an ongoing criminal investigation. This is a potential criminal investigation here. Do you think the attorneys are going to say a damn word? Why would they? Why would they incriminate me? So they're not going to say anything. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. All right, we got so much to get into today. Man, I just love this time slot. I really do. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, because of stuff like this, and I get so fired up. But look, Omaha Steaks has something very special for you right now. You can save up to 55% on select Omaha Steaks customer favorites. It's buy more, save more when you stock up on these mouthwatering items at omahasteaks.com. And when you use my name, Zeoli, at checkout, get an extra $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices, from perfectly aged tender steaks to juicy burgers, decadent desserts, and classic comfort meals. Every bite is guaranteed perfect. So visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter Zeoli at checkout to get $30 off your order. Omaha Steaks is not just steak. It is the best steak of your life, guaranteed. There's a reason why Omaha Steaks has been the leader of gourmet steaks and food since 1917. No one, and I mean no one, comes close to matching the flavor, the tenderness, and the value of Omaha Steaks. So visit omahasteaks.com today. Use my name, Zeoli, at checkout. Get the extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required. You're going to love bringing people together for some delicious food. You can brighten up these dark winter months with having a dinner party, an outdoor cookout, grill up for the big game, whatever you like. OmahaSteaks.com, promo code Zeoli.
The Zeoli Show, on your schedule, from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Yes, indeed. You probably think the song is about you. It's not, I assure you. Henry picked it, not me. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210. So I've got a lot more, obviously, on the White House fembot to get into. But I think it's very obvious here that the press has completely turned on her and turned on this administration. That's the key takeaway here. And that's what you need to know right now. They have turned on this administration. They have turned on Karine Jean-Pierre. And when that happens, you're not winning them back, because they were basically told to turn on him. I mean, this is really what's happening here. The fix is in. I'm telling you, the fix is in. Look, I'm not saying there's some secret cabal that sits around the table and decides these things, like at the World Economic Forum. I mean, maybe that. But what I'm saying here is that in politics, there's just a lot of moving parts, a lot of very powerful people who are involved here. And they're all, I mean, you know who they are. They're senators, they're governors, they're members of the Democrat National Committee, they're donors and fundraisers and the real people that control the money. And I think that they look right now at Joe Biden as being a guy who may be able to win in 2024. And that's the problem, is that he wins and then he doesn't finish that second term. Come on. And then they're stuck with President Kamala Harris. And I think that is really what the big fear is right now. So if they can clear the deck in 2024, and they also may think that Biden can't win in 2024, because, I mean, he just mispronounced Kamala Harris's name a few moments ago. And you heard that awful rendition he did of Happy Birthday yesterday, where he forgot the name of the woman he was singing about. So it's a real problem when they start thinking about Joe Biden in that context. But there's another issue, too, and that is that if you don't have a situation where Biden can't dump Kamala Harris on the ticket, can't do that. You're not dumping the first black woman who's vice president of the United States. He's stuck with her. And I still maintain that this is the big problem here. They want to get some new blood into the race, and new blood meaning like Gavin Newsom or somebody else. But look, if you wonder, just to kind of verify my thesis on this, look at Stephen Colbert cracking jokes at Joe Biden about this. Jimmy Fallon's cracking jokes about Joe Biden about this. Seth Meyers. I mean, they're all doing it, and these are the people that are the biggest defenders of the Democrat Party. These aren't late night comedians. These are late night Democrat infomercials, basically. These are extensions of MSNBC with a cute, funny twist. Although I don't find any of it funny anymore, but that's the whole point of those shows. It's not really to actually make America laugh and tuck them to bed at night. Here's a little bit more from what happened today at the White House. And like I said, this is just outstanding here. You go back a little bit. I played you Weijia Zhang. This is NBC News' Peter Alexander. Again, CBS, NBC, ABC. You're hearing the same big three mainstream corporate media outlets mentioned here today. NBC News' Peter Alexander repeatedly presses Karine Jean-Pierre about the White House claiming that Republicans are faking outrage. Cut 7.
Just to follow up, if I can, very quickly on this. The White House says Republicans are faking outrage on this issue. Why shouldn't Americans be outraged about classified documents being found in a garage?
Look, and I think I've been very clear about this. We have answered
Stop
questions
it. One
on
second.
This.
First
this
of all, podium. Hang on one second. First of all, she's been clear about nothing. That's number one. Secondly, whenever she begins an answer with look, everything that comes out of her mouth after that is a lie, all right? That's called a tell. If you ever played poker in your life, you know that everybody has a tell. Well, that's hers. She begins her statement with, look, and then everything that follows after that is pure and utter BS, all right? All right, go ahead.
Documents being found in a garage.
Look, and I think I've been very clear about this. We have answered questions on this at this podium. You've heard, as Phil was saying, twice from the president talk about this. He said that he didn't know, right? He said that he was surprised, and he said that he takes classified information and documents very, very seriously. We heard directly from the president on this issue. Now, anything else, anything beyond that, we're just not going to talk about. There's an investigation going on.
See?
There's a legal process
See?
Here, as we've been very, very clear about. I will let the White House counsel talk about any specific details about that. But we're going to be prudent here and make sure that we are not interfering in this process.
I guess that's why I'm asking, though, because you've said that you don't want to interfere here and be prudent about the process. But the White House did post a statement saying that Republicans are faking outrage. So to that point, why shouldn't Americans be upset about documents found in a garage?
That's for the American people to decide, right? That is for you all, or I'm sure going to talk to many folks out there and have that this conversation. But what we do know, right, what we do know from polling that we have seen over and over again, from your coverage, from what we hear, what the president goes out and talks to the American people, they also care about the economy. Right. They also care about what is.
Now, let's stop
doing
it there for a moment, Matt DeSantis, if we could. Let's stop it there and back it up like maybe 30 seconds for me. The question that Peter Alexander from NBC News asks is a good question. Why shouldn't the American people be angry over this? Why shouldn't they be outraged over this? These are America's secrets, theoretically, classified documents found in multiple locations. Why shouldn't they be upset? Why shouldn't they? And instead of answering the question, Karine Jean-Pierre does the classic Democrat strategy of trying to change the conversation. This is like politics 101. You don't like the line of questioning? You don't like what you have to talk about? Go back to, well, look at the economy. And then she proceeds to ramble off nonsense about Joe Biden lowering gas prices, which has nothing to do with what we're talking about. But that's what they do. They get in trouble. Then they ramble about nonsense that is not even true nonsense. Like, give me true nonsense, at least. Not nonsense nonsense. They can't even do that. This is the old saying, as I've said to you, don't blank on my leg and tell me it's raining. But that's exactly what happens here. All right, go ahead.
That's why I'm asking, though, because you've said that you don't want to interfere here and be prudent about the process. But the White House did post a statement saying that Republicans are faking outrage. So to that point, why shouldn't Americans be upset about documents found in a garage?
That's for the American people to decide, right? That is for you all, or I'm sure going to talk to many folks out there. And have that this conversation. But what we do know, right, what we do know from polling that we have seen over and over again, from your coverage, from what we hear, what the president goes out and talks to the American people, they also care about the economy,
right? They also care about what is the president doing to lower costs, which is why he took historic action in making sure that gas prices went down at the gas pump. And we saw that happen by more than $1.70. And that's the work that the president's going to focus on.
Unbelievable.
Think about the Inflation Reduction Act. That's going to lower prescription drug costs. Lower medical costs, right? When you think about that, lower energy costs. So that's
going
to be our focus here. We know that's what the American people truly care about as well, and it is very important for them that we do that work. I'm going to try and go to the back. Go ahead.
Oh, man, they are in so much trouble over this. They really are. The press is not going to... First of all, the media is not going to be okay with that answer. Obviously not. If they've been given the order to go take Joe Biden out... then they're certainly not going to be okay with that lame answer. They're going to keep coming. And if they are genuinely, doggedly just trying to get to the bottom of this, you know, if for a moment they could shed their lefty veneer and just actually do their job as journalists, and I'm sure some of them in that room really do believe that that is their job. And despite what their corporate media overlords tell them, they really do want to get to the bottom of this because that's why they got into journalism in the first place. Well, they're not going to accept this spin from the White House where she sits there and goes, gas prices and the Inflation Reduction Act and blah, 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 blah. No, that's only going to make them even more dogged over this. That's only going to make them even double down on trying to get to the bottom of this. Remember, when I sit here and I tell you that the people that are turning on Karine Jean-Pierre are from the corporate mainstream media outlets, that's true. But for a lot of these people, deep in their hearts, they may genuinely believe that they are onto a very big story here. A career-making story, and they want to get to the bottom of it. Here's James Rosen, great guy, great friend. Met him in a men's room bathroom at the Democrat National Convention. I ever tell you that story, Matt DeSantis?
No, I would have remembered it.
James Rosen and I were using the urinals, a couple of urinals away from each other. I was like, hey, James, Rich Zioli from Talk Radio 1210. He's like, hey, Rich, how you doing? I'm like, good, man. Thanks for coming on the show. And started, and we didn't shake hands after that. But every time Rosen comes on the show, and we should get him on, it's been a while, but every time he comes on, he always brings up that story. He always brings that up.
I mean, he had a big day today, but can we just get him on to retell that tale?
God, this guy came up to me at the urinal. He's like, yeah. Back off,
no,
dude.
Well, I did not come up to him at the urinal. I was using it.
This guy came up over my shoulder.
No. I was three urinals down from him. We're just the only two guys in there at the exact same time. And I was like, James, how you doing? I introduced myself. That's all.
I'd like to hear James's version of this story.
I walked over to him and I said, nice to meet you. He goes, go wash your hands. But here's James Rosen today at the White House. And you know what? He's one of the absolute best out there. He really is. He's truly one of the best journalists out there. Take a listen.
Six times that turned out to be false. Are you sorry about that?
I'll see you tomorrow. Come talk to me. I'll see you tomorrow.
The question is, you told the public no fewer than six times the search for classified documents was complete, which was a lie, by the way. And she walks away. She walks away. She goes, I'll see you tomorrow, and smirks and walks away from the podium. All right, so much more to get into on this. I got great audio for you from the World Economic Forum in Davos. And also, too, and this is a very, very, very important point to share with you as well. What do you think is going to happen? And I mean, all of this stuff that we talk about every day, wokeism and everything else. What do you think is going to happen when we start talking about how racist physics is? Because it is, apparently. And I'll share that with you as well. 855-839-1210. But Emmons Roofing and Siding, Emmons is fantastic. The company that I use in my home. And, you know, when it comes to trust, trust is everything. The roof, windows, siding, doors, Emmons does it all. And here's the best part about this. Matt and Stephanie know times are tough right now. That is why, if you've got to maybe replace something at your house, they are offering an inflation relief discount of 10% off. That's 10% off roofing, siding, and Anderson window replacements. And because my friends Matt and Stephanie know that times are tough, they're also giving you 12 months, same as cash, to pay for it. That's peace of mind. Anderson windows, beautiful doors, that roof that is so critical to your home, Emmons Roofing and Siding. It's a company I use, company I trust, and my friends have used them, and they've also been incredibly satisfied. Everybody that I've said, use Emmons, has said the same thing to me. Rich, they're the best. Thank you for recommending them. EmmonsRoofing.com. They serve Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. So reach out to them today, 856-885-6677, 856-885-6677. 10% off, 12 months same as cash financing to pay for it all. You cannot lose, so get going. Call them today, emmonsroofing.com.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.